And it's time for our Farm to Table segment at WJBC and WJBC.com. And today's show is brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you and with us. On the phone is Don Meyer. He's the guest curator for a new ag exhibit at the McLean County Museum of History. Don, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Terry. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a longtime veteran of the radio waves, working with the University of Illinois Extension for about 27 years, taught some high school before that time, and I retired officially from Extension work in 2010. And since that time, I've become an instructor at ISU. I do some farmland sales. I do some auctioneering. And my pastime as a volunteer now is working at the Museum of History, helping with this new farming gallery that we're working on.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. A brand new ag exhibit. Let's talk about the project itself. Five galleries being redesigned, I hear?
That's right. There are five galleries. One of them just opened here just in January. The Making a Home Gallery is open and operating. We are actually the third one that will be opening in the Farming Gallery. In between Making a Home and Farming would be the Lincoln exhibit that will be opening up here sometime in the next few months.
And what is your role when it comes to putting together this ag exhibit?
Great question, Terry. Basically working right alongside of Susan Hartzell. Susan is the curator and has been for years at the museum, does a great job in both the permanent and the temporary displays there. She's taught me a lot, but essentially trying to bring the story of the last couple hundred years of farming in McLean County to light. And we're looking at organizing the information and the artifacts that we have under six different categories and kind of telling the story. And one of the challenges that she has challenged me with that I've enjoyed is not just essentially presenting facts, but simply finding people to help us tell the story. And we're bringing back some voices of the past, if you will, and some of the quotes from people and some of the stories that tell what life was like to be a farmer in 1825, a farmer in 1860, a farmer in 1900, a farmer in 1940, and so on and so on. And some of those stories, of course, there's more stories in the more recent years and more photos that we can use, but it's been really interesting. It's almost like putting a jigsaw puzzle together, putting the pieces together of the story of farming. And farming has been a huge part of McLean County history.
Absolutely. And I think the first part here, you mentioned six themes. We start with the basic, and that is the rich land that we have here, because we couldn't farm without the great soil we have.
That is exactly right. And, you know, we find that, you know, some of the settlers settled here because the reputation of the land was already out there. People knew about it. We had people moving here not only from southern Illinois, south central Illinois. They came here from the East Coast. They came here from other countries. They came from Kentucky. And it was the land that really, really set us up and has helped us a lot. And, of course, caring for that land over the years in terms of things like conservation, fertilizers, making sure that we're not destroying the land that was given to us for many years before. And parts of the exhibit will also include even the Native American role in the land here. And so it's been interesting to go back and take a look at the resource beginning with the land itself.
Let's move on to the capital investment that was made here.
Yes. Certainly, agriculture has been a transitioning story of investment of money in farming. We know that the early settlers, of course, used their hands to plant. They used their hands to care for lots of things, and it took lots of hands. We had large families. We had lots of hired help on farms. It took something like 75 hours to harvest 100 bushel of wheat back in the mid-1800s. Today, we're harvesting 100 bushels of wheat in less than an hour with one person and a machine. And the substitution of capital investments in the form of machinery, technology, pesticides, and so on and so forth, we've reduced the labor requirements. And certainly the price of fuel is always on everybody's mind, but it's still cheaper to invest in the fuel and the machinery than it is to hire all that excess labor. And it was pretty grueling work back in those days. Today, we've adopted a lot of technology that's made farming a lot safer and a lot less grueling, but certainly those stories have been quite interesting to see.
I was at the farm show in Gordyville and looking at a combine that had a mini fridge. yes. up in there.
Yes, it's amazing. Yeah.
And that's where we talk about working the land, about how things have changed and that new technology that came about.
That's right. And you know, we look at the ownership of land and the fact that much of McLean County, I think it's around 70-some percent of our farmland is rented land. A lot of folks in town assume that the farmers own all the land, and sometimes they're critical, saying, why isn't the farmer fixing this, or why aren't they doing it? And we're actually looking to try to track some of the numbers, seeing how farm tenancy has been a part of McLean County history. We don't have as many farmers that can own their land. Certainly, at the cost of land, it's quite a large investment, and so many of our families, the land has been in family ownership for 150-plus years from when we first started buying land in the 1820s. So that's what kind of the working the land is all about, and the adoption of technologies and so forth, as well as the fact that our farms have become more specialized. Even the farm I grew up on in McLean County here had five different species of livestock and four or five crops, and today there are very little livestock on most farms, and what livestock we have are very intense operations specializing in one area, and our crops are largely corn and soybeans.
And we're talking with Don Meyer again here on the Farm to Table segment, the guest curator of the new ag exhibit at McLean County Museum of History. And as we move through the themes in this new exhibit, we talk about finding resources. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's been interesting and kind of near and dear to my heart, because a lot of it ties back to the whole role of where do farmers turn to for information. Of course, the land-grant universities came about in the 1860s, and until that time it was pretty much farmers on their own trying to survive for 40 years or so. Once we got the land-grant research going on, then it took about 40 more years to connect farmers to the research, and that's when Extension and Farm Bureau came into play, and those organizations certainly serving a very vast role of helping to educate, to provide education, provide answers for farmers. The Farm Bureau itself is an organization helping to start a lot of subsidiary organizations and that whole ag cooperative movement, organizations like GrowMark and FS, Farm Credit, and many organizations that came about in the 1920s that our farmers are still using today as a valuable part of it. And those resources all were very valuable to helping farmers survive, and the technologies and the adoption of new information has just accelerated over the decades with these resources.
The next part of the exhibit really talks about how we get the food from the field to the grocery store.
Exactly right. You know, and some of the stories, I know the Funk family, the Funk family stories and others of the cattle drives, our cattle markets, our hog markets, places like Galena, Illinois, Chicago, Cincinnati, those were where the major markets were at for livestock, and we didn't have as much grain movement until the railroads came in the 1850s and 1860s and so on. And so a lot of that was really moving the animals. That was our market. And, you know, that took like 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks to move animals to Chicago to markets. And today we have certainly the railways. We use the river system for marketing. We have the grain elevator industries that have popped up along the railroads and along the highways. And we try to weave in the marketing side as well.
Well, and Don, we're almost out of time here, but sure. I do want to mention the nature, how nature plays a role here, because it would all be easy if the weather was sunshiny and great every day, but it's not.
That's the one thing we really can't do much about controlling. But, yeah, we're weaving in some stories over the decades of various challenges like chinch bugs, grasshoppers, tornadoes, droughts, floods, all those kinds of things that have happened. Certainly aren't going to be able to document all of them, but we certainly know that's a big part of farming in terms of dealing with Mother Nature and the challenges that are thrown at us each year.
Well, Donna, I think we're going to do some more on this, because I definitely want to check it out and make sure people get to see it. It opens March 2017. Don Meyer, the guest curator of the new ag exhibit coming at the McLean County Museum of History. It's all about agriculture. And just in the final 20 seconds we have here, do you think this will be something that people from other areas will want to see, because it might tell their story as well?
I think so, and I think that's the challenge is the limited space we have, where we only have a little bit we can tell, but I think it's going to be a great springboard of activity, and the fact that we have such good documentation in McLean County and resources like this are certainly an asset for our area, and I think it will be an attraction.
Farm to Table brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. Don Meyer, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Terry. I've enjoyed it.
You bet. 1253 here at WJBC and WJBC.com. Get you-